USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been arrested days after the death of George Floyd, which has sparked protest and unrest in the city. Here's Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder and with manslaughter. He has been charged with third-degree murder. We are in the process of continuing to review the evidence. There may be subsequent charges later.
John Harrington, the commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, said the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has taken Chauvin into custody. Floyd was seen on a disturbing video begging for air as Chauvin pressed his knee into his neck until he died. The FBI is also investigating whether civil rights charges are appropriate. Stay updated with everything going on around the world at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The coronavirus began quietly spreading in the U.S. as early as late January, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, before President Trump blocked air travel from China and a full month before community spread was detected in the country. More than 4 months into the pandemic that has killed over 102,000 Americans, the new data is the first comprehensive federal analysis of when COVID-19 first entered the United States. It was also the first media briefing in more than 2 months. 17 Democratic senators sent a letter to acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf demanding that ICE halt the transfer of detainees in its custody and expand testing to stem the spread of coronavirus among detainees. The lawmakers are asking ICE to suspend the detainee transfers into the ICE system from federal prisons and state local law enforcement agencies. According to ICE, there are currently about 26,000 detainees in custody. There have been 1,327 confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Las Vegas is ready to reopen, and USA's Tim Berg has the details.
Hotel and casino owner Derek Stevens is giving away 1,000 one-way tickets for people to come and visit Las Vegas. The economic impact of the pandemic has left the gaming industry in shambles. To help bring tourists back, Stevens is making the offer through Allegiant, Frontier, Southwest, Spirit, and Sun Country Airlines. Some casinos are set to open on June 4th, and John Flynn, Vice President and Chief of Staff at MGM Resorts International, said is keeping everyone safe will be his top priority.
And of course, the health and safety of our guests and employees was our top priority before, and it will always be our top priority. We're in no hurry to fill this place up.
Flynn also telling ABC News,
you will see that we have put plexiglass in at each of our table games, especially with blackjack, and we've reduced the number of seats down from 6 to 3.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said he's not going to take down President Donald Trump's post about shooting alleged looters in Minneapolis, nor put a warning on them, as did Twitter, but he acknowledged he's been struggling all day with how to respond. Zuckerberg said, I disagree strongly with how the president spoke about this, but I believe people should be able to see this for themselves, because ultimately accountability for those in positions of power can only happen when their speech is scrutinized and out in the open. Facebook said they've been in touch with the White House to explain the company's policies. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.